Bessa Plastic Surgery. Terry speaking.
Good morning, Terry. My name's Elaine Bell. I've just been to my GP and he's given me a referral to see David Ross, check a lesion on my neck.
Oh, okay. I can help you with that.
Thank you.
Does he think it's a cancer or is it some sort of cyst? Do you know?
No, he thinks it's not a melanoma, but it's changing rapidly.
Okay.
And I have been with David a few times for other things.
Have you? Okay.
And also, I'm going away in a month.
All right. Do you want it done as soon as possible? Is that what?
Yesterday, if possible.
Yeah, okay. All right. Whereabouts do you live?
In Langwarrin. Just off McClellan Drive.
Okay. He's there this afternoon. I can squeeze you in to see him and then we'll just get you on a list ASAP. How does that sound?
Oh, yeah, that'd be wonderful. If I'm on my birthdays at once.
Okay. What's that? You've got one at 1 o'clock?
I said, no, that'd make all my birthdays at once.
Oh, okay. All right. So I've just got, he's pretty full, but what about, what if we see you at 2 p.m. How does that sound, Noel?
That's even better.
All right. Now, let me... can you spell your surname? And I'll just start typing it in. I should be able to find you.
Bell, B-E-L-L.
Oh, you said that.
And it's Elaine.
Elaine, okay. All right. Elaine, is it your birth date the 24th of June, 1948?
That's it.
And you're at 23 Atlas Street still?
That's right.
Great. Okay. Now, who is your...
Jeff Campbell's referred me, but my normal GP is David Manton.
David Manton. Great. So who was the referring doctor this time, did you say?
Jeff Campbell.
Campbell. Is that with a P?
Yes.
Campbell. And it was Jeff.
Yes.
With a
T. G-E-O-F-F.
Yeah, I've got him in here. Lang Park Medical.
Yes, they're both at the same.
Yeah.
It's just I only rang this morning and I got in at 9:30.
That's great. Everything's happening for you. All the stars are in alignment.
I really can't believe it because my sister-in-law rang my daughter when she saw my thing on my neck.
And
all hell let loose last night. I had phone calls from everywhere. So I have some good news for them. That
Just say you've seen
your GP. I want it done before I go away if possible because it is...
No,
rapid.
We will. We'll do it as soon as possible for you.
Oh, thank you very much. You have made space.
Yeah, that's okay. Are you still with Bupa? Have you still got...
No, we're Latrobe Valley now.
Who are you with, sorry?
Latrobe Valley.
Latrobe Valley. All right, let me find Latrobe. I'm just going to update all this so I can send it all over to David so he's got all the information.
Yes, I seem to have these things that pop up.
Yeah, is that Latrobe Health Services? Is that what, you haven't got your number there, have you, by any chance?
Oh, hang on. I've just walked in. Let me get my bag.
Yeah, and then I'll just send it all to them.
Right. Husband had it sitting here on the table, and then he's moved it. It's in my pocket. Too many things that you have to carry around these days.
That's right. I know David's going to make you fill out the patient form anyway because we haven't seen you.
Health Services. Do you want to...
Yeah, if you've got the number there, I'll just pop it in and...
Membership number, 9057.
9057.
8042.
Lovely, and then so I can do a verification online and it all works. I'm making, that all goes through perfectly, which is wonderful. So, I've just got a home phone number for you. Yeah, then you've called me from the home phone. Do you have a mobile at all?
I have got one, but I don't usually use it.
That's all right.
I can give you my husband's.
Yeah, all right. Give me
your 0418.
Yes.
992.
Yep.
6673.
And what's his name?
Michael.
Michael. All right. Will he go with you today?
Oh, probably.
That's right. Hang on, Mike.
Where am I going, actually?
All right. Okay. That's... Now, I think when you probably saw David you were... last time, you probably went to Frankston Private.
Yes.
Now, that's all been taken over by the public hospital. So now he's consulting out of Peninsula Private consulting rooms.
Oh, well, that's nice and handy.
Yeah, so you just go... I haven't actually been there myself, Elaine, but I know it's the consulting rooms have a different entrance to the main hospital.
I think they're at the front.
You probably know better than I do, and he's up on the mezzanine level. You have to go up to the mezzanine level.
Mezzanine.
Okay.
Is it where the cardiologists and all that are?
I think they're all up there together. There's no suite number. And
yes, no, I know that I used to take my father-in-law in there and...
Great.
I'm pretty sure it's all at the front entrance on Cranbourne Road. Yeah. But unfortunately, as I came out, I think Cranbourne Road is at a standstill. There's an accident at the intersection there, I think.
Oh, today.
Yeah, so I'll keep an eye on that. I'll walk there if I... because I don't think any traffic... It'll probably be cleared by then, but...
Yeah.
It's a nightmare down Cranbourne Road.
And I'm just going to look through on this for you, just so. Look, if it was something that we could do under local anaesthetic, we could
I
do
think
it
where it is,
week.
It's under my ear.
Okay, so it might be a little more, if it's more complicated, all right, I'm just looking through our list to see where I can pop you on. We could probably do the next one, I think, is... Wednesday the 30th of July, all right? 30th of July.
I have to go to the Elford that day.
Oh, do you? Maybe you could change
it. Yeah, 2:30. What time would that
be? Well, it would be in the morning. We could do you first thing in the morning, 8 o'clock. But still,
but
if
I mean,
you
it's,
want to go,
it's,
you'd have an anaesthetic. So. But it just depends
on my ear at the back, so...
Yeah.
I don't know if...
You wouldn't want to go to an appointment afterwards that day.
Yeah, because it's a big appointment.
I'm just
on a trial.
Through. Let me just see.
Thanks.
Okay.
Oh, you're being very kind, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, he could... We have got a list at Masada. I mean, maybe he could just squeeze you on there. It's another.
I know he's done that before for me.
Yeah. So We are doing surgery on the 22nd at Masada, but that's in Caulfield, so it's not near you. But we could potentially squeeze you on that list. The problem with our list on the 23rd at Sir John Monash is they're fixing up their list, so they've cancelled our list, so we haven't got one. And then, but they said to David he can do locals any time.
Well, once he sees it, I wouldn't know, but I know Jeff said they wouldn't want to do it themselves. And I know.
Okay. All right, so it might need a bit of a reconstruction. So, all right, well, let's just wait and see what he says.
Oh, well, I do appreciate all your effort for me. It makes me feel a lot better. But
no,
thank
well, that's our job, and we're going to make it work for you. So at least, look, at least, Elaine, you're seeing him at 2 o'clock today, so get yourself over there. I'll send through all your notes so they've got them there, all right?
Do you need a copy of this referral or will this afternoon?
Take it with you, okay?
Oh, I'll definitely take it with me.
Yeah, and just take it with you. That's fine. I've got the details. I've put them into my system, and I'm going to just print off some labels, and I'll just send through everything to them, okay?
Thank you very much, and you have a lovely day because you've been
so
kind.
Good luck, Elaine, and I'll probably talk to you afterwards, okay, when you get out of there.
Are you there?
No, I'm at the Brighton Rooms, but I coordinate everything. So as soon as they tell me what to do, I can organise surgery for you, wherever they think it's appropriate, okay?
Thank you very much. I do appreciate it.
That's a pleasure.
Okay.
Elaine, I'll talk to you later today. Okay.
All right, bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye.